I usually have a set format thing that I want to get through. I'm usually telling you the news. But today I feel like doing something of a solo cast. And the usual reason I don't like solo casts is because they seem to meander. Especially for me. Because I feel an impulse, but I haven't thought it through enough to know how not to meander and make it less cohesive in certain spots. But this one is about music versus politics, because in many ways there's a gulf of difference between the two. Yet in the same way, they're inseparable from one another. There's just an illusion of a sea over top a connected land that makes it appear that music and politics are different. The reason I'm thinking about this is because I often, in order to bring you the news or what's happening in the world, I have to scour and scan a lot of what's just popping off in social media, and then I go to source videos or documents, whatever I can, and I try and extrapolate from the most confidence and trust that I have that what I'm getting is a wide array of what the internet is informing me is actually happening out there. And I'm drawing that in, and I'm giving it to you in a very verbal, very intellectual, also very 3D way, unless I'm talking about how reality is so much different than we expect it to be, even if we think we're in the know. And this is what has always bugged me, between music and politics. I used to be a musician, and there was a certain kind of street realness in music. And you looked at political pundits or news anchors and people who just talk for a living, and it's usually all about like, well, didn't you hear this happened on this date, and these people know these people, ergo, yada, 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 you know, insert whatever philosophy you want. That seems so dry and boring. Like, it doesn't move your bones in a way like music does. Whereas a musician is, you know, all I hear is blah, 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 fear, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that, and ergo, blah, 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 blah. That's what a musician hears. Just like, damn it, dude, like, make it so I don't want to fall asleep in the middle of it. Which is why they make music. Like, listen, I don't have to go and read 1,000 books to know how to write this song. I feel it in my soul. I'm going to put some kind of artistic, musical, scientific expression to it. Because music is math in its own way. These instruments are precision-made instruments, so it's a technology. And we use these things to accompany our voice, giving a certain message, if we have lyrics, giving a certain message in a certain way. With a certain attitude, a swagger, a style that none of the politics really seem to on the surface have, when in fact they absolutely do. And from the other side, people who are very much so just loaded on the intellectual, I can prove my stance in the world, my worldview, because of all these things that now are predominantly only coming to us through the internet. And I'll keep coming back to that through the internet part. And on the musician side, they feel that is so dry and boring. And on the other side, they feel that, well, the musicians don't, and I'm being very general and colloquial, and really this, you're just seeing a window into my worldview, how these people view one another. Not that there's a rift between them, but they feel a gulf of disconnect in the way that they choose to express themselves in the world. Take, for instance, people who are on the stage like Charlie Kirk or Destiny, people from Zero Hedge. You'll get Vosh, you'll get Tim Pool, you'll get Ezra Klein, you'll get Jimmy Dore. You have all these different personalities, and they're all giving you what they feel is happening in the world, but you look at it, like, watch Clayton Morris's face, watch Glenn Greenwald's face, listen to their voice, listen to Ken O'Keefe, listen to any pundit or person who is just giving your take on what's happening in the world, and their worldview is impregnated into it. How is that different from music? Whereas a musician is, man, I'm feeling this thing. No, I didn't have to go to the internet for it, unless a song that I got through the internet inspired me. But if you're a true musician, you know that, and it's the same with anyone who gets downloads of ideas, but if you're a true musician, you know that a good shower, a good meal, a nice walk, a heartbreak, things that just happen to you, all of a sudden music will start coming to you. It just has to come out, and you have to find an instrument to imprint it into the 3D, make it into a science, put it into some kind of canvas so I can get it out of me or through me. And this can be an open system rather than a clogged system. But it's definitely the same with the personalities on the more political side. You know what I'm talking about. The way that they talk with buggy eyes, or the way that they kind of roll their eyes or sneer at a certain kind of worldview. That's almost what rock does. Not all kinds of music, but it's almost what rock does. It's kind of this F you to the soft soldier boy music of the 1950s and 40s. It's this kind of F you to this ideology out there. It's just one is much more poetic and one is much more on the nose and specific. And I feel like there is a merger that wishes to happen between the two, and it's been happening. You listen to Immortal Technique and he's talking about 9/11 and the towers and the false flag. That is a great example of where the politician, the political pundit, the talker, and the musician meet. Because getting more on the nose, it can seem like, yeah, dude, now it just sounds like you're just reciting Alex Jones with a rap beat behind it. Yeah, it's a lot more clever than that. It's got a lot more attitude impregnated into it than that. And it's the same thing with somebody who can get up there like Charlie Kirk, like Tim Pool. They'll get up there on a stage and they'll just start going and riffing, and they're perfectly comfortable in front of people. And when they drop into it, they can draw from different parts of their life, and they're kind of getting whimsical and artistic with the way that it rolls out of them. Those kinds of things are no less musical. We just don't fully hear the music in them. Oftentimes, we translate it in our body as a worldview, and it tickles the amygdala, and it starts to reach at our brainstem and down in our gut, just like music. But it does so in a way that causes for us to move our bones differently than music does. Music is like, this is a 3.5 minute song. You have 3.5 minutes to dance around to it if you're going to dance to it. And maybe later you'll put it on repeat. So I'm not going to say that once the 3.5 minutes is over, your chance is gone. But you think of politics, you realize, maybe you hear me even repeating with buggy eyes saying, like, you know, are you prepared for supply chains to shut down should something like that happen? I say that because I want to move your bones. I want you to get out there and buy some extra food just in case. I care about you. Many of you I've never even, actually the vast majority I should say, I've never met in person. But I no less care about you. There are those who are supporting me in doing this channel that I may never meet. And yet, just because of something I'm doing, or maybe just who I am, month after month, you're donating a small amount to me to keep me doing what I'm doing. Therefore, I care about you. So, yeah, I could just bring you music. I love music. I've been playing music. I've been less confident about it now because when I left my band back in 2011, Hyrosonic, check it out on Spotify if you want. That leads me, you know, I started playing differently. I wasn't in a prog rock band anymore at that point. I started playing acoustic, finger picking, singing more bluesy style, and just trying out different things. And I lost the same kind of confidence that I got from a certain kind of music. I was doing it on stage with Jane's Addiction, Three Doors Down, Audio Slave, A Perfect Circle. And now I, you know, sometimes I feel kind of shy sharing a song in front of my kids because I hear a mistake in it or my voice isn't really reaching the soul that the lyrics deserve. And I only say all of that to say that we go through these cycles. Sometimes we're more musical And it's more about really just like, if you feel it, you feel it. I don't have to prove anything to you. I'm not going to run down a list of what I heard on Redacted and then, you know, System Update. And I saw this one on Rumble and this one on social media to prove to you something's happening in the world, to move your bones, to get you to the store, to buy, you know, ready straws if you need a drink out of a puddle one day. I want to do that for you. But I don't want to be alarmist always. Sometimes I want to move you in an inspiring way. Hence the inspiration for this solo cast. I guess what I'm really trying to say is, for all the distinctions that music and politics have, and who was that guy, Anthony Oliver, is it? You know the song that got super popular this year, this guy, Rich Men North of Richmond. That's another example, like Immortal Technique, of getting to the heart of something. I don't know if you saw, there was a reaction video to that, which was like 20 different popular podcasts, African-Americans, whites, you know, you name it. There was diversity watching it. And each of them were like, damn. Some of them were crying, and some of them like, shit, that reaches me in a new kind of way. Like, they're really speaking to the streets as well. This guy, Anthony Oliver. That's powerful music. And it's just impregnated into singing a song. You could do that. Neil Young did that. A lot of people have done that in the past. Pink Floyd was great at it, and they didn't even have to be super specific about what they were talking about. Listen to Have a Cigar. Think of the underlying message of that song. And feel why Pink Floyd felt it necessary to drive that into millions of people's ears and into their bones. Think of why people like Tucker Carlson, whether you like him or hate him, Anderson Cooper, whether you like him or hate him, all these pundits on the left and right, people that you probably completely disagree with, all the way to the ones you are absolutely like, oh, they're a truth seeker and, you know, I support them to the end. Respect all of them for the fact that they're getting up there and they are laying down the music of their soul. Their ideology is coming out in full force. Could they be a little bit more artistic? Sure. Would that be a net positive to what their soul is telling them to be? Who knows? So a lot of the times when we dislike somebody on the other side of the aisle, we're constantly doing so by logical fallacy, tearing down the way they dress, the way they talk, all these little things that we find super annoying about them. And we maybe don't say that to other people, but deep down inside, our ego is like, yeah, F, you know, Anderson Cooper, you know, this blah, 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 supporting blah, 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 you know, or, oh yeah, you think Tucker Carlson is any better? Haven't you heard that he blah, 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 blah. And oftentimes it's fear that drives us to classify something or someone in a way that doesn't respect their higher self. I'm guilty of that. There are so many people in the world we think need to be brought to justice. But I don't think we understand that in order to do that, there needs to be balance. This is why I'm calling the episode Harmony in Politics. And I mean that to the truest sense of harmony is not just something that's not out of tune with, but something that also meets a resonant alternate tone, like an overtone. Everyone's voice, when you speak, you have overtones, whether you can, your ears can pick up on it or not. I actually had somebody in Costa Rica teaching me how to pick up on it, not just in singing, but in speaking. But harmony in politics means that the left understands the right and respects them enough, that the right understands and respects the left enough to get over some of the stupid, egotistical, logical fallacies we unconsciously and very secretively place upon the enemy, the Klaus Schwabs, the Bill Gates, all the people that we hate because the internet told us something and we believed it. Real music is about unleashing the shackles, taking off the unnecessary armor, not becoming so vulnerable that we are weak in the face of something beyond what we were able to imagine might happen to us should we let that armor go. But like the surfer, they don't go completely limp, right? They're controlling the board, but they have no illusion around the fact that they are not controlling the wave. They're harnessing its energy. That's what I wish for you to do. I want you to find your art. I want you to find harmony in the way that you view the world. Even if there are things that you could say the world is chaotic and it's screwed up, if you don't actively seek what is already harmonic about what's going on, then you'll never get the riddle and you'll never transcend yourself, which is the point of music and politics. I wish that for you. I wish that for all of you. Even and especially the ones that I or others would call the enemy. Because true harmony, true beauty, the most amazing way this could go down is not all the people we find to be the infidel die horrifically and their names get smeared forever. That's not a beautiful outcome. A beautiful outcome is those who have installed fearful patterns and harmful patterns upon others, indifferent to the pain and suffering that they inflict, also deserve a chance to transcend themselves. I know that might be very hard to hear, but those we hate does not mean that God hates them, that Mother Nature hates them. And there might be something in store for them that is beyond the unconscious or conscious black magic you must play in your mind when you actually hate somebody and want bad for them because of the internet. I hope you find more harmony in the politics that you see in the world, and I hope you find more political meaning in the music that you hear out there. It'll just make you more of a conscious person and holistic, because, last thing I'll end on, harmony. Think of cymatics. Especially in those cymoscopes, there's a little droplet of water and they pump a frequency into it. So you're seeing this round vibration and it looks perfect. It's symmetrical. It's geometrical. It is awe-inspiring. That is us. And then you put that vibratory pattern on different shapes and you come to find out that that's why cheetahs have their spots and other cats have their stripes. That's why turtles' shells form the way that they do. That's why our brain and the symmetry of our body forms the way that it does. We are music and we are politics. We do have a mind and we do have bones that we shake. We do get scared. We do feel inspired. None are right or wrong. It's the way you put them together and choose to spend your time oscillating back and forth between the two that make the music of your soul your real art form. You're not here to make the mark you thought you were supposed to make years ago when you were wondering how much money you're supposed to make, how many kids you're supposed to have or not, where you're supposed to be living, what you're supposed to be doing with your life, how many accomplishments and accolades you've achieved. Let all that wash away into the thing that feels most alive for you right now, today. Not back then when you made this contract with yourself. Right now, you know what the music and politics of your soul are telling you to engage with. What's most important? That may be your family, your kids, your job, a holistic overview of all of it. But only you know that. I'll leave it on that. I love you all. I hope you find the harmony in your lives, and I hope you start politicking, because there's a lot of shit going on in the world right now. It's good to wake up. It's good to be back. I love you all, and I'll catch y'all next time.